it started. Time to get it started.
Right now.
What's going on, fam? It's the entertainer, the motivator, the educator, Lucky Murray. This is Christian Hip Hop Now. Like I promised, Wednesday, I got two podcasts dropping. Man, we got the Mowgli the Iceberg interview, just a snippet. But if you want to listen to the full-fledged interview, please go to Christian Hip Hop Now and go to interview tabs. And that's where all my interviews are at. We also will be talking some CHH news, some new release Fridays, and a few other things that's going on. But here's the thing, people. Here's the thing. The early bird catches the worm. Why am I saying that? I have no earthly idea, man. But Mowgli Iceberg talks about Spotify. He talks a lot of different things, and we're going to get into that. We also, man, like I said, my playlist is legit. I think this is a really solid playlist. Because you know why? I took my time and listened to these records. So we got that. We got a whole lot of stuff. So stay tuned. Stay tuned. And speaking of Mowgli the Iceberg, he has a new song called Better Off. This is Christian Hip Hop Now.
Days and nights turn into weeks gone by. I used to wonder why you left, but now I smile alone, 'cause I'm doing better on my own, yeah. I can't believe how much I've grown, time has flown by. What did I ever do with everything about you? I think I'm better off without you. I'm doing better on my own, yeah. I can't believe how much I've grown, time has flown by. Stepping foot outside, feeling good, I'm alive. Praise the Lord, I survived. Life is more than eating, breathing. Know my purpose, I'ma thrive. I'ma save these bands up, spending on myself this summer. Who's that in my inbox? I might have to change my number. I don't understand why I couldn't see the other side when I was stuck on you. Now I'm through all of ya. Yeah. Days and nights turn into weeks gone by. I used to wonder why you left, but now I all this music, check the masters that I own. I've been cooking up some salmon, eating better in my home. I've been working out and running more, my cardio is strong. I'm better off without all your drama. Better off collecting these commas. Better off enriching my mind. You're just in your thighs and left me all blind. Days and nights turn into weeks gone by. I used to wonder why, but now I smile alone, 'cause I'm doing better on my own, yeah. I can't believe how much I've grown, time has flown by. Why did I ever deal with everything about you? I think I'm better off without you. I'm doing better on my own, yeah. I can't believe how much I've grown, time has flown by. Why did I ever deal with everything about you? I think I'm better off without you.
Yes, Mowgli the Iceberg, Better Off. This is CHH Now. You hear the music, and like I said, we got Mowgli the Iceberg coming up after this segment. So after the songs, Mowgli the Iceberg will come on the interview. But let's talk about this real quick. Katy Perry, Flame. This is really serious news, people. And I don't think that I don't think that you guys understand the whole lawsuit situation. So let me fill you in on a little details. Back in 2013, Katy Perry had a song, and it was called Dark Horse. And it was a huge hit. It was a huge hit. And what happened was, hey, pretty simple. You know, she had a simple, Juicy J was on there. But Flame in 08 had a record called Joyful Noise. And Joyful Noise was simply like, it came out in 08, but it had like the same kind of downbeat. So Flame sued her 5 years ago, and Lecrae was a part of the whole suit. But he pulled out, and I thought that this was going to be a dud. This is going to be a dud. And apparently she's in court. She's in court now, defending herself, saying that she was singing the song and that it doesn't sound similar, and that I don't know. So here's what LA Times says right here. It says, but how similar are the songs really? Upon first listening to Gray's Joyful Noise, ears with only a vague memory of Perry's 6-year-old radio hit may hear a perfect match, but a more careful comparison reveals slight differences. Perhaps the most obvious distinction between the tunes is timing. The Dark Horse beat plays a hair slower and consistently even seem to come in at a bit of a deep pitch. Plus, Joyful Noise feature more music variations. While Dark Horse repeats the exact same chain of synthetic sounds over and over, Joyful Noise alternates between two sequences with marginal different endings. On the beat drops nearly identical to Perry's, while the other rises at the end. So, do I think that she stole it? I don't know. It does sound like she took it, to be honest with you. And I think that if Flame could prove that and get money from this record, it would be a huge, huge, huge win. Not only for Katy Perry, but for Christian artists out there that feel as though as that the mainstream can hear their records and take it. Because that will happen sometimes. The mainstream can hear your record and take it, like straight up smash it. And I think that that's something that I think the testament of Flame to continue this lawsuit, because Flame had all of his ducks in a row. He had a production, he had a beat, he had all that pretty much. He's protecting his intellectual property, to be honest with you. And Dark Horse was a major hit. It made a ton of money. It made a ton of money. And I know what they're saying as far as it's slight differences or whatever. But at the same time, if the courts rule in Katy Perry's favor, then what happened with the blurred lines between Marvin Gaye and Pharrell and Robin Thicke? Remember Blurred Lines, which came out in 13 around the same time, was a huge hit. But then Pharrell Williams and Robin Thicke had to fork over $5 or $6 million to the Robin Gaye family, and they didn't even sample it. They just recreated the sound. If you recreate a sound, you could get sued. So if you could recreate a sound and it sounds similar, and it don't matter that it's done differently or the acoustic sounds the same. If somebody can listen to Dark Horse and listen to Joyful Noise, which you can. Now, music-wise, yeah, it has different altercations. But the main thing that may get Katy Perry is the ding, 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 ding. That may get her. That may do her in. But I'm curious to see what you got to say. I'm curious to hear that. Please let me know. But I think that is something that is pretty big if this goes any further. But That's just my two cents, man. I don't know exactly what to tell you. You know, people. You know, people get they don't understand what happens when you say, "I don't know what to tell you." But but we're gonna talk to Mowgli the Iceberg coming up next after the song break. And like I said, Mowgli the Iceberg was speaking about some Spotify numbers, and I had to interview him. And he was gracious enough to give me a 30-minute interview. The full length interview, if you love what you're hearing, is on my YouTube channel. Or you can go to chhnow.com, go to interviews, and it will be right there. But I'm excited, people, because it's almost August. You know what time it is with almost August? Football season. Yes, sir. And also, I got a new project that I'm announcing. I'll talk about it a little bit later. Y'all didn't know I was going to drop that bombshell, didn't y'all? Y'all ain't know that, because Lucky Murray be working. I'm the hardest working man in Christian hip-hop. Well, probably not. But I love hearing the title. We got Bridgewater. This is Shine. And then after that, we got No Big Deal, MC Hammer. Christian hip-hop now.
From L.A. to Atlanta, N.Y. to Havana. Now until forever, lifting up on Zana. Like diamonds in the sky, we shine a light of grace. Shine forever, cause he got a front of grace.
We shine our light, we shine our light like LED. My calling is to rise and shine, I don't compete. Mount on eagle wings, we run with no fatigue. On the better things, my past can R.I.P. When you walk in and your vision, there's always somebody saying what you can't do. But when God is in it, every cynic and critic was sick of doing what they can't do. Fake moves, got a limelight glow, shine like gold, walking in my breakthrough. Setting sky high goals, my light bulb, doing what a light do. Put in my inner man, I got the season like veterans. Faith ain't a feeling, it's evident. Walk in the light, you can see the tan. I don't do this on my own, my God, it's my profession. We just getting started. I just
LA to Atlanta, NY to Havana. Now until forever, lifting up on Zana. Like diamonds in the sky, we shine a light of grace. Shine forever, cause he got a front of grace. We shine bright like high pitch, like a lamp on top of my feet. We shine like royalty, we shine. Like diamonds in the sky, we shine a light of grace. Shine forever, cause he got a front of grace.
We shine our light so they can see it from afar. Fully persuaded, I'm the shine, cause this is who we are.
I seek the answer, not the issue. Focus on the mission, not the limitation. This is innovation, this is dedication. Never needed tricks, I beat you with the basics. No joke, it's in my deck, cause all I play is ace. Scraping from the bottom, nothing go to waste. Evaded certain death, I made the great escape. Shine forever, cause he got up from the grave.
From the grave, from the grave, right?
No break bends. Keep your thoughts to yourself. I delete spam. I'm out here killing in my lane. I don't need yours. You the traffic, I'm the detour.
From LA to Atlanta, NY to Havana. Now until forever, lifting up on Zana. Like diamonds in the sky, we shine a light of grace. Shine forever, cause he got a front of grace.
We shine bright like high pitch, like a lamp on top of my feet.
Like diamonds in the sky, we shine a light of grace. Shine forever, cause he got a front of grace.
We shine bright like high pitch, like a lamp on top of my feet. We shine like royalty, we shine.
Just like LMA.
I like some LMA,
oh.
Yeah.
She typed LOL, not LMA.
Oh,
oh. Yeah. We got trophies on the way. Bro, yeah. Stay low till we elevate.
Elevate. Yo. Elevate.
Hey. Don't you know we all of that?
All that.
My team versus your team. Might just sack your quarterback.
Right.
Bad so fat on Santa. You should mind your manners. Too legit to quit. Baby girl, she grab my hand and tell me that I'm handsome. I tell her that she was Amanda. I came from the Ville, but people think I'm from Atlanta. Told my exes chill, I just get ghosts like Danny Phantom. I just get the bad and get the bad like I was Santa. Look, when I'm in Ohio, white girl saying, oh my Atlanta. Look, I just wrote my bio, it's just saying throwing tantrums. Look, praying for my enemies, cause Jesus set the standard. Look, yeah.
Going on, fam, it's the entertainer, the motivator, the educator, Lucky Murray. I'm here at CHH now, and I got an interview, guys. I was strolling on Twitter, and this brother right here was dropping gems. So I hit him up like, yo, I get an interview. And he was like, yo, Lucky, you can.
You just got to call me, like, right now.
I called him, like, really, really, really good, man. And we got Mowgli the Iceberg. Mowgli, how you doing today, my brother?
Dude, I'm doing all right, man. It's been a very restful and productive Saturday, which is always a good thing.
Oh, man. And then the thing that I appreciate you, Mowgli, is the fact that, one, is that I believe your music is different than a lot of other cats in our scene. And I think that sometimes people in our space don't know how to, what's the word I'm looking for? They don't know how to embrace your sound. Because you do hip-hop, but then you can sing as well. You do a little bit of rock. You know,
yeah.
A little bit like folk. So just talk to the people a little bit about just your sound. Because I was always interested in how do you come up with your sound?
Word. So, I've been making music for almost like 11 years at this point. And I do everything it myself. I produce most of my own music. I work with a lot of other people now. But I grew up listening to a really diverse palette of a lot of different things. There's always been for me, the go-tos have always been rap and like rock and metal and like electronic music and experimental music. You know, I love anything that's creative and anything that's authentic. But recently in like the last couple years for me, I just started to be a little bit more free, a little bit more open in what I was going to create. And there's definitely, I can't mention this without mentioning a couple, really important artists. So like, to me, watching like Lil Peep come up was like something to where I was like, oh wow, like this man is just like, he's not even rapping. Like he's just straight up doing this. He's just straight up doing like auto tune, like Blink 182, and the market's eating it up. And I think for a long time that one of the things with me was like, trying to conform to certain barriers or certain categories that didn't really exist. So for a long time for me, it was like, okay, well, because I'm a quote unquote like rapper, this is how I got to do a song now. So it's like I can sing on a hook, but then I got to rap on the verses, like more traditional to like round it out. But then I just started seeing hip hop get more and more just like eclectic. And one of the downsides to that, a lot of people complain about like mumble rap. A lot of people complain about just like the purists and being like, oh, this isn't hip hop, but. I think that the genre has kind of transcended into more of like an attitude and culture of like, yeah. Hip hop is just almost like a culture of like free expression. And it's like anything kind of just goes at this point. So seeing those people, it's like I just kind of threw the rules out the window and just started messing around. And, I'm always trying to stay one step ahead of the curve and keep evolving myself. I don't like expect that my sound's ever gonna not continue to evolve and progress over time.
And the one thing that I love about your sound is that you're not afraid to talk about your feelings. You're not afraid to talk about what's going on in your head, your space. One of my favorite songs from you, I think you released it. I forget when you released it. It was like last year, Black on Black.
Yeah.
You know, and
Black on Black.
Yeah. So I'm like this guy is not afraid of no matter what, who, where. You are going to speak about what's going on and also what's going on around you. And I yeah. believe a lot of people in our space doesn't have that self-awareness, I believe. Mm. Why do you think that is the case?
I think a lot of people, I think there's a lot of people with really good hearts and really good intentions, specifically in like Christian hip hop. I think that, you know, for me, the thing that I always come down to is like, I want, like, to me, if my music isn't like really just like honest and authentic and transparent, it's not like the music that I really feel like I'm supposed to be doing. So I think a lot of people get really like mission mindset oriented, and then like people can get into like putting an ideal in their music that I think it becomes a lot, it really transparent to like a third party if there's any idiosyncrasy between that ideal and the messenger, you know? So I think, and so like there, cause there's people, I think like KB is an example, somebody that does this really well, that his music is like extremely mission focused. It's extremely like gospel oriented. He's still very transparent about his shortcomings and stuff, but like, I think that, you know, you can just hear the authenticity in his music. And you can tell that it's all real. You can tell because he has that self-awareness that this is like a guy that's legitimately like in a really like spiritually healthy place, or in a really good like relationship with God, that's confronting his shortcomings and the things he has to deal with, and you know, just putting it all in the music. I think a lot of people aren't willing to be as brutally honest with where they're at, you know, in their personal lives, to have it, you know, translate. And, you know, like there's the whole like musical skill side of it, you know, to convey that, you know? So, yeah. But sometimes I think people have the skill, but then like it's, they're trying to create an ideal in their music that might be out of sync with like what their reality is. So for me, it's like, I'm just like trying to make music that's very authentic with where I'm at. And like where I'm at is where I'm at.
They say your boy got that soul glow, and I stay in go mode. They say what you letting it go for? How much you sell your soul for? Don't let them lights blind you, cause that fame could be a dirty game. I pray to God that your boy never change. Until the day I'm done, I'm gon' stay the same. Gotta feed the kids, tryna feed the gang. I'm grindin', I'm constantly reminding. All my words today's behind, and it ain't no rewind. Oh, about to shake it up, like I'm throwing a tenfold. Let it go, oh, clear the table, and don't leave nothing on the floor. Oh, no, oh. And the whole team with it, we ain't stopping till the whole team win it. You in the way, boy, if you ain't with it, I'ma bring it right back in me.
Don't
a minute.
Don't let them lights blind you, cause that fame could be a dirty game. I pray to God that your boy never change. Until the day I'm gone, I'ma stay the same. Gotta feed the kids, trying to lead them lights blind you, cause that fame could be a dirty game. I pray to God that your boy never change. Until the day I'm gone, I'ma stay the same. Yeah. Gotta feed the kids, tryna feed the gang.
Whoa, whoa, what you think we on the road for? The road for, tryna make the whole world know. The world know, make it last, take a photo. A photo, let's get to it.
And we ain't stopping till the whole team popping.
Let's get to it.
And we ain't stopping till the whole city watching.
Let's get to it.
We ain't stopping till the whole city rocking.
Let's get to it.
Can't have my hands out like let me hold something. That's a no no, a no no. What you think we on the road for? The road for, pounding like we took some no dose, some no dose. like a photo, a photo. Don't let them lights blind you, cause that fame could be a dirty game. I pray to God that your boy never change. Until the day I'm gone, I'ma stay the same. Gotta feed the kids, trying to lead them lights blind you, cause that fame could be a dirty game. I pray to God that your boy never change. Until the day I'm gone, I'ma stay the same. Gotta feed the kids, trying to feed the gang.
What's going on, fam? It's the entertainer, the motivator, the educator, Lucky Murray. And you probably heard me on the Morning Vibes. You probably been following my YouTube channel, or you have been a loyal listener to my podcast, Christian Hip Hop Now. Well, I also can help you with your marketing needs. Need your music reviewed? Do you need one-on-one consultation? Do you need help with getting exposure for your music? I have a platform which I can use to get more listeners and viewers to your brand. If you are interested, please email me at luckymurraymusic@gmail.com. That's LuckyMurray music@gmail.com. Email me and let's talk about how we can partner together so you can have exposure to your brand. Yes, sir. What's going on, fam? It's the entertainer, the motivator, the educator, Lucky Murray. And if you love hearing me every Friday on Christian Hip Hop Now, you will love my morning show, The Morning Vibes, with Miguel on RadioUNT.net. The Morning Vibes is a different morning show. We talk Christian hip hop, we talk current events, we talk interviews from artists and also different people from all walks of life. We are live online on the Roku app and Apple TV. Just type in Radio UNT. Also, we are on the TuneIn app as well. So if you love Christian Hip Hop Now, you will love The Morning Vibes every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. only on RadioUNT.net.
Time to get it started. Right now.
What's going on, fam? It's the entertainer, the motivator, the educator, Lucky Murray, and I'm back with another Christian Hip Hop Now. Part two of the Mowgli the Iceberg interview is coming after this, but I want to make a huge announcement. Next month, I will be releasing my EP, Forever and a Day. The new single that's coming out from Forever and a Day that's been kind of smoking locally that I'm going to release on my podcast. I'm going to release this Joker. I'm looking at the date right now. It's real time, people, because I don't know exactly the date of August. I'm going to release it the 2nd. Next Friday is going to be the release date of the video. And also, I'm going to premiere the song on my YouTube channel, Jordan Pippen. First single off Forever and a Day. I'm very excited about this project. I would have released it this month, but I'm still working on some technical difficulties as far as mixing. But man, this is so awesome, man. I'm hooking up with my boy Tyler Boone. So me and Tyler Boone is coming out with a new project. So like I said, it's going to have 5 tracks on there. It's going to have a song. It's going to have Jordan Pippen. It's going to have Garbage Time. It's going to have a song called Well Okay. It's going to have a song called Too Lit and Booming and Ducking. So I just want to, you know, because you guys been rocking with me for about a year and a half, I really want to kind of put it out there first on my podcast. I usually wait to put stuff out on my podcast before I do anything else, because before YouTube, before anything else, because you guys have been loyal listeners and you guys stuck by me through the ups and the downs. And I thank you so much for allowing me to, every week, man, come in your house, your homes, your phones, wherever at, and play me. And I really mean that, for real, for real. So I want to let you know that, yeah, the album's coming. The art, the cover art is probably going to be done. It's already done. I'm probably going to release it next week and release the album probably the week of the 5th. Maybe the 5th or 6th. I don't know. I don't know when the best day to release music, people. It's just really to help me promote and keep going. And I may have something special for y'all at the end of the year as well. Come on, man. Lucky Man, why are you working so hard? Because I can, man. But Mogul and Iceberg coming up next. Like I said, I'm very excited about Christian Pop as far as the releases that's coming out. Man, we had so many good releases that's happening, man, that you gotta be. I was kind of sad, man. I really was sad because I didn't know what was happening, what was going on. But they came through, man. Reconcile came through. Dizzle came through. You know, John Keith came through. Everybody came through, man. Deshaun Shantae came through. A lot of people came through. So I'm excited, man. Mogul and Iceberg coming up next, man. We got Reconcile by any means. This is Christian Hip Hop Now.
You don't believe you can't do it, dude. Dearly Father, watch me on my sin. Blot out my iniquity. I just want more of these boys, I ain't done more of that.
Make it hotter, bottom, pop. Hit me, let's say. Make it younger, hotter, yeah. Hit me,
yeah. Dragon pump your body full of lead, like, Dodge a kind of prison in a fair light, Devil in the arc, want my head like, Begging on God, what a prayer like, Drake calls a leader by thunder round, 12 in the arc, they'll glade down, Sister said again, man, I'ma make it out, Street said again, so I'ma make it out,
Bottom, hit it, me, necessary. Make it, bottom, hit it, me, necessary.
Red light, yeah. DJ, same prayer right here. Hot set my head, want my head like, anybody at the prayer right, Ducking all the ops in the fair, Cousin in the chain, Call a different play, I ain't seen him on shit, on these data. Banking on guard, had to trust with my life, Devil like here, hit my knees and repent. Pressing the lid, all that pressing the lid, All the debris stacking piles on piles, them lost right behind me, they pulling the part of my record, it ain't clean, but that light bulb behind me. Devil on my neck, God on my tail, Ran for my sin, I don't fail, You keep the street, give me God, I'ma get it. Make it harder, bottom, hit it, me, necessary. Make it younger, out of, hit it, me, Drag a pump your body full of lead light, Dodge a kind of prison in a fair light, Devil in the arc, on my head like, Banking on God, what a prayer like, Drake calls a leader by third round, 12 in the arc, they'll cut you down, Sister said again, man, I'ma make it out, Said again, so I'ma make it out,
Bottom, hit it, me, necessary. Make it harder, bottom, hit it, me, necessary.
On the right path, I'm pursuing that, You keep the streets, I ain't doing that, Had to make a change, I ain't going back. Rather be broke with my life, I ain't doing that, Had to make a change, had to get right. Fighting for your life, I ain't hate young, get right, Had to make a change, had to get right. Fighting for your life, I ain't hate young, get right.
Gotcha, and it's very transparent, not only in your music, but also the people that you surround yourself with. And the big collective that came out in the past few years have been Any Tribe. That collective, you guys put out High Horse. It set it on fire. You was coming in your own as far as an artist, and everybody else was doing their own thing. At the same time, No Big Deal got a deal with CMG, and also What About G got a deal with Reach Records.
Yeah.
And for a time, it seemed like Any Tribe was, I mean, you still guys was pushing, but it seemed like because of the individuals and you still was doing your independent thing, it wasn't as a collective. But with No Big Deal, not on this label no more, and he's starting to, you know, really push Any Tribe. Do you think the momentum is going to be back on Any Tribe? Or let me ask you this question. Do you think that the momentum took a hit when those two guys decided to sign to a record label?
I don't think it did. I think the main thing that a lot of people see is that we just haven't put a lot of like content out collectively. But, you know, because even on No Big Deal's Capital release, even on RG's Indie Tribe releases, I mean, like they've both been like repping for that pretty hard, you know, and because of them, like, you know, like I've gained a lot of exposure because of their growth in audiences. you know, like RG was signed to Reach when he rapped about having the you know, the Tribe on the Move. I got the tat on my knee. And like I'm kind of the guy that it keeps a lot of track, like business and statistics and mathematics. That's all kind of one of my love languages. So I'm kind of the guy that keeps like account of all of our data and runs analysis of like things to do with like Indie Tribe as a whole, as addition to my own career. And I can say that, like, you know, from the time that Dill and RG signed, like Indie Tribe has experienced like just a massive amount of growth. You know, when you factor in like the reach that all of our music has, the reach that we individually have. So I like more collaborative stuff is something that we're definitely giving a lot of more energy to right now. And especially with Dylan being independent again, you know, that's only adding to the fuel for that. But I wouldn't say that like it took a hit.
Gotcha. And I don't think it did. It just, as a fan looking from the inside, I mean, look from the outside, you see the High Horse Records, you see it doing crazy numbers. You see that, you know, people repping the Indie Tribe, and you see Dill get his record deal, and you see What Up RG, he's still repping, but it's like, oh man, from the outside, it looks like, oh man, it's kind of slowing down, but I can see your point.
Well, and then a lot of people also, I think a lot of people initially thought that like Indie Tribe was like a moniker for like independent artists. Which, you know, for a period, I mean, it kind of worked that way. And for me, it still kind of works that way. But that was like, from the beginning, that was never really the definitive, like, basing in on that. You know, like the whole concept of Indie Tribe was like being independent from the world, being independent from other people's opinions. So that was like kind of the genesis of Indie Tribe there. And it just kind of works that we were independent. But yeah, even you know, with RG being on Reach now, it's like he's still has that independent mentality, you know, like the way he fights for his creative ideas in like the boardrooms at Reach, that tenacity is still there, you know. So I think that did throw some people off, but and it was one of those things that like we tried to communicate it, and there's no way to communicate it to everybody, you know.
Yeah.
But I think the people that really try to stay up know.
You know, and I agree. I just felt like I was like, man, I would have loved to see Indie Tribe sign as a collective, because what you guys bring together. I mean, you have a great individual career. What Up RG has a great individual career. No Big Dill, same way. But when you guys come together, it seemed like you guys add something that not too many people can touch. Christian hip hop or secular doesn't really matter. So I do like, I'm so happy that No Big Dill is independent, because I feel like that now the Indie Tribe, it can be pushed to levels that I think that it should reach. You know, I think it's amazing. But the one thing that I do want to ask is, going forward, you mentioned it, are we going to see more Indie Tribe music, more Indie Tribe collaborative? Are we going to see
definitely.
Definitely.
So one of the things for us is that, like, more than like, it's, I love being able to, you know, collaborate and create with my brothers, but at the same time, like, for us, the most important thing about like Indie Tribe for us is the relationship that we have with each other. So, you know, like I'm a lot more concerned about like with my relationship with RG and like the friendship and the way that I'm able to support him and help build him and vice versa than the verse that he can give me for a feature or whatever, you know. And a part of the mentality with that, again, from the beginning, is like, it's cool to be able to leverage each other's platforms for each other. But like, I've always like wanted the best opportunities for everybody, you know, like regardless of how that affects me. So like, you know, if Dylan got offered another like crazy deal, and that meant that like
you know, like he just couldn't make music with Indie Tribe anymore, but they were willing to give him like $10 million up front. But I'm telling him to take it. You know what I'm saying? I'm telling him to do what's best for his family, for his career, for his peace, whatever that looks like. If that involves me, great. You know, but like, at least the way that I see it, like, to me, it's much more important as like a unit of like a relationship of bros that like pour into each other. You know, just like off of music.
Change fast, but fade slow. Break my heart, but not my soul. They just wanna cut me out. They just wanna kill me. So part of my reflection, it's just a night, cause I be on my own.
Just that 98, let me get on that 98. Work hard, I play hard, chrome bike on that side chain. Ah yeah, that's that 98, let me get on that 98. I don't want your number, every day like summer. Ah yeah, that's that 98, let me get on that 98. Work hard, I play hard, chrome bike on that side chain. Ah yeah, that's that 98. Let me get on that 98.
Time just one go, need to move slow.
Yeah, ooh, wait, 9-8. About time and I feel great. About time and I feel my soul. About time and I feel my flow. Being up, I cannot be low. This the part where I hit that slow. Round here said it's all love. All God and it's all love. I just recognize I love the vibe. I just play it back up in my mind. Faded memories just like rewinds. People spoke, I recognize the time. Cause everything was simple, more like elementary. Mental.
Tell me what you like.
Want to live forever. God, keep me together.
Guess I'm not the type.
Change fast, but fade slow. Break my heart, but not my soul.
Cause I be on my own.
Just that 98. Let me get on that 98. Work hard, I play hard. Chrome bike on that side chain. Ah yeah, that's that 98. Let me get on that 98. I don't want your number. Every day like summer. Ah yeah, that's that 98. Let me get on that 98. Work hard, I play hard. Chrome bike on that side chain. Ah yeah, that's that 98. Let me get on that 98.
Time just one go.
Yeah,
need to move slow.
Hey, shouts out to my whole team. Much love to my whole crew. So blessed everywhere we go. We got Kleenex, like bless you. Up next, well guess who? God said I'd flex too. Ain't love, it was never love. So why you let someone stress you? Cause we don't party, nor get naughty.
Tell me what you like.
Wanna love forever, why you still together?
Probably not the type.
I just recognize a love divide. Feel like maybe God is on my side. Rather rock with favor than with pride. Keep a couple options on the side.
Change fast, but fade slow. Break my heart, but not my soul.
Cause I be on my.
Just that 98. Let me get on that 98. Work hard, I play hard. Chrome bike on that side chain. Ah yeah, that's that 98. Let me get on that 98. I don't want your number. Every day like summer. Ah yeah, that's that 98. Let me get on that 98. Work hard, I play hard. Chrome bike on that side chain. Ah yeah, that's that 98. Let me get on that 98.
Yeah. Yeah. I was finna write a song, but I've been hella stressed. But I looked in your eyes and noticed I'm hella blessed. Staring at you on this airplane, I ain't worried about nothing. Cause you got me feeling like the Wayne Wade in 03. Yeah, you and me, we got the heat. So bump all that anxiety. But you hit to the side of me, I feel like I'm gliding. And honestly, look, I don't want you saying that you had a better chance without me. That you wish you had made plans without me. Look, I hate to make this song about me, but I really wanna tell you that
I still get goosebumps whenever you call. When I
it, tell me what it ain't. Trigger happy, you looking by, I might just detonate. Yeah. Tell them dudes I can fall back. Kidding the kill, I need all that. Let them call, but don't call back. Let them call, but don't. I don't want you saying that you had a better chance without me. That you wish you had made plans without me. Look, I hate to make this song about me. But I really wanna tell you that I still get goosebumps whenever you call. When we kiss, you make me sound the alarm. When we kiss, that thing go ring, ring, ring.
I still get goosebumps whenever you call.
Got a loose screw. When Dilly dropped that new new, there go your crew and you too. I look just like my father's image, but honestly the mirror is my opposition. Yeah, had a talk with Yahweh, now I got a mission. Told me to make brothers out the competition. Yeah, shoot behind my bars, you gotta call them collect.
Hello,
Indie tribe, I might just get the tat on my neck. Monster at the least, and I'm a savage at best. Wait, Moly man a holy, you could have all the rest. Hey,
we gon' ride till we die. Pick a side, feel it right. I've been in my bag. We gon' ride till we die. Pick a side, feel it right. I've been in my bag. We gon' ride till we die. Pick a side, feel it right. I've been in my bag. We gon' ride till we die. Pick a side, feel it right. I've been in my bag.
Yes, John Keith featuring No Big Deal back. Okay, we got a inspirational story called Control Your Temper. There once was a little boy who had a very bad temper. His father decided to hand him a bag of nails and said that every time the boy lost his temper, he had to hammer a nail into the fence. On the first day, the boy hammered 37 nails into the fence. the boy gradually began to control his temper. Over the next few weeks, and the number of nails he was hammering into the fence slowly decreased. He discovered it was easier to control his temper than to hammer the nails into the fence. Finally, the day came when the boy did not lose his temper at all. He told his father the news, and the father suggested that the boy should now pull out every nail every day he kept his temper under control. The days passed, and the young boy was finally able to tell his father that all the nails were gone. The father took his son by the hand and led him to the fence. "You have done well, my son, but look at the holes in the fence. The fence will never be the same. When you say things in anger, they leave a scar, just like this one. You can put a knife in a man and draw it out. It won't matter how many times you say I'm sorry. The wound is still there." Here's the moral of the story. Control your anger and don't say things to people in the heat of the moment that you may later regret. Same things in life. You are unable to take it back. That's a powerful story. And I just want to kind of talk about that real quick before we end up. The father was right. The damage has been done. The boy has controlled his anger. He felt like he was doing a good thing. But the father had the bigger story. Like, look, if you do this out of anger, the damage already done. Ephesians, let's do James 1. James 1 talks about this. James 1, 9, 20. It says, "My brothers and sisters, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. Because human anger does not produce the righteousness that God desires. Guys, being angry does not help any shape, way, or form. It only makes the matters worse." So control your temper, people. Learn how to adjust your anger to have godly wisdom. Zay Hill featuring Cannon.
What's going on, fam? It's the entertainer,
the motivator, the educator, Lucky Murray. And I want to thank you for listening to Christian Hip Hop Now. I want to thank you for making this a successful show for Christian Hip Hop and helping us praying the name of Christ using the platform of hip hop to reach and save the lost. If you made it this far, please feel free to donate to the show to help us continue to spread the message of Christ through hip hop and also to help us gain exposure for more artists in CHH. Go to chhnow.com and click on donate to get involved with helping growing this ministry. Again, this is the entertainer, the motivator, the educator, Lucky Murray. And thank you for listening to Christian Hip Hop Now. See you next time.